Hi there and welcome once again to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron with you for folk music from all over the place. I hope you can stick around and enjoy the music that I have for you today. No featured album on the program today. It's just going to be a whole bunch of double plays, and meaning two tracks from one CD, that kind of thing, that kind of structure. And we'll see how we progress. There might be a few changes from that little regime, but we'll start off with a they're not necessarily in sequence either, just two tracks from a number of CDs. First one, from Old Blind Dogs, wonderful group from the northeast of Scotland, an album called Tall Tales. This is The Barnyards of Delgaty.
And we a fair marchil for the barren yards of Delgaty, all in Tanade, all in Tanade, all in Tanlouren, the barren yards of Delgaty. He promised me you're the best pair ever I set mine upon. When I got to the barren yards, there was nothing there but skin and bone. All in Tanade, all in Tanade, all in Tanlouren, it's the barren yards of Delgaty. The old black horse sat on its rump, the old fight merely on her wine. For all that I could hop and crack, she wouldn't arise at yoking time. All in Tanade, all in Tanade, all in Tanlouren, it's the barren yards of Delgaty. I sign a mot, and I another jump of brie. All in Tanade, all in Tanade, all in Tanlouren, it's the barren yards of Delgaty. Van I gang to the kirk on Sunday, money's the bonny lassie I see. Sitting by her feather's side and winking o'er the views at me. All in Tanade, all in Tanade, all in Tanlouren, it's the barren yards of Delgaty. Catch me here again. All in Tanade, all in Tanade, says Linton Lauren, it's the barren yards of Delgaty. All in Tanade, all in Tanade, all in Lauren, it's the barren yards of Delgaty.
Yes, opening the program today, Old Blind Dogs from the northeast of Scotland, and a song from that part of the world as well. The Barnyards of Delgate, a bothy ballad, that one. And I hope you managed to follow the storyline. New McConnell is brunt out. It's spluttering fairly on the wind. So his candle is burnt out and it's sputtering. Ah, sad tale. The Barnyards of Delgate. I think you might have a bit less trouble following the lyrics of this one. This is from Carolina Chocolate Drops, Short Life of Trouble.
And a few more words to part. Short life of trouble, little girl, for the boy with a broken heart.
It's a short life of trouble. Ah, true enough. True enough. Carolina Chocolate Drops from a lovely album called Donna Got a Ramblin' Mind. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. And two tracks now from the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club and Friends. Catchy name for a band, isn't it? The tracks, first of all, this is one of the Friends, not the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club leading this one so much as accompanying Neil Adam, who's the partner of the leader of the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club at that time. It's all very confusing. Anyway, Neil Adam has a deep and abiding interest in the work of Robert Louis Stevenson, so much so that he's developed a stage presentation of a dozen or so RLS's songs or poems that he's put to music, and which he performs from time to time. This is one such example. This is called I Will Give You Brooches, which was a poem Stevenson wrote for his wife, Fanny. They had moved from Scotland to Samoa because Robert Louis Stevenson was most unwell towards the end of his life, and the climate in Samoa was supposed to be more conducive to his good health. So off they went to Samoa, and it took a long time to build the house that he wanted. So he by way of placating his wife perhaps, wrote this poem called I Will Give You Brooches. We'll follow this with the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club and a guest, a very fine guest of that, by the name of Alastair Fraser. Set of tunes, Josephine's Dopwals, which they learned from Roger Talroth, a tune that's well and truly in the session set these days. They put with that the Cape Breton Fiddler's Welcome to Shetland, a Willie Hunter composition, and then Alistair Fraser's Sky Barbecue.
It'll be fit for you and me, of green days in the forest and of blue days at sea. And I will make the kitchen, and you must make your room, where white flows the river, where Bonnie blows the broom. And we will wash our linen, and we'll keep our bodies clean, in rainfall of morning and in dewfall at singing, and such a rare song to hear, that only I remember, and that only you admire, both the broad road that stretches, and the roadside fire. Toys for your delight, a bird song in the morning and a starshine at night. And I will build a palace, and it'll be fit for you and me, of green days in the forest and of blue days at sea.
Yes, I think that was recorded live in concert. Yes, of course it was. Alistair Fraser, the great Alistair Fraser, with Natalie Haas playing cello with the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club. Hundreds of them. Sounds like they're playing at a football match, doesn't it? We heard Josephine's Dopwals, the Cape Breton Fiddler's Welcome to Shetland, and the Sky Barbecue. Before that, much more sedate track, I Will Give You Brooches, a poem by Robert Louis Stevenson, put to music by Neil Adam and sung by him from that same album. You're listening to Come All Ye, which is a good thing. Now, Patrick Hardigan was a priest. He was. And he was better known as with the surname O'Brien. He wrote poetry, including one called Around the Boree Log. And here's Wonga Willie to present Around the Boree Log.
I'll stick me in the old caboose this night of wind and rain, and let the doves a fancy loose to bill and coo again. For I want to feel the pulse of love that warm my blood like wine. I want to see the smile above this kind old land of mine. So come ye by your parted ways that wind and wide well through. Let's make a ring around the blaze the way we used to do. For the fountain on the sooted crane will sing the old, old song of common joys in homely vein forgotten all too long. The years have turned a rusty key and time is on the jog. Yet spend another night with me around the Boree Log. Now someone driving through the rain will happen in, I bet. So fill the fountain up again and leave the table set. For this was ours with pride to say and all the world defy. No stranger ever turned away, no neighbour passed us by. But down he'll have to stay the night, the rain is going to pour. So make the rattling windows tight and close the kitchen door. And fetch the old lopsided chair, the tattered cushion too. We'll make the stranger happy there, the way we used to do. For the years have turned the rusty key and time is on the jog. You'd spend another night with me around the Bory log. He'll fill his pipe good and well and all aglow within. We'll hear the news he has to tell, the yarns he has to spin. Yarns, yeah, and super yarns to set the mind agog. And chill the blood of trusting youth around the Bory log. So stir it up and make it burn, the poker's next to you. Come let us poke it all in turn the way we used to do. For there's many a memory bright and fair will tingle at a name. But leave unstirred the embers there, we cannot fan to flame. For the years have turned the rusty key and time is on the jog. Suspend this fleeting night with me around the Bory log. The years have turned the rusty key and time is on the jog. Suspend this fleeting night with me around the Bory log.
In the land of the paddock, the rang, the murkies are dreaming. In the land of the paddock, the rang, they don't know who you are. In the land of the paddock, the rang, the murkies are dreaming. In the land of the paddock, the rang, we'll sail into the bay. I'm going with my peculiar to a place of infinite space, with the mollies and punks and fluters, buzz cloaks and star glazers. They'll turn you into a creature if you're not strong. A man with marsupial features on the horizon. For impersonating an Egyptian, you go to the land of the Patagarang, Patagarang. Patagarang, Patagarang. Of the Patagarang, the crow flies backwards. In the land of the Patagarang, the stars are upside down. God butterers pray repentance, politicals and yours. Goodbye to independence, welcome to the mobs. They'll turn you into a creature if you're not strong. A man with marsupial features on the horizon. For impersonating an Egyptian, you go to the land of the Patagarang, Patagarang. Patagarang, Patagarang. Di-di-pi-do, di-pi-di-pi-di-do. Di-di-pi-do, di-pi-di-pi-day. Di-di-pi-do. Space with the mollies and the punks and the fluters, buzz cloaks and star glazers. They'll turn you into a creature if you're not strong. A man with marsupial features on the horizon. For impersonating an Egyptian, you go to the land of the Patagarang, Patagarang. Patagarang, Patagarang. Oh, in the land of the Patagarang, the murkies are dreaming. In the land of the Patagarang, the stars are upside down. Patagarang, 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 Patagarang.
Did you need any introduction to that? I wonder. In the land of the Patagarang, sung there by Gerry O'Byrne. He composed the song based on or inspired by Robert Hughes' book, The Fatal Shore, which was Hughes was writing about the white settlement of Australia in the early years. Patagarang, of course, word for, well, the European interpretation of an Aboriginal word for a kangaroo. What else? Impersonating an Egyptian. That's posing as a gypsy. Apparently that was a crime in the 18th century. And you could end up in chains heading for the land of the Patagarang if you were busted for that. Before that, we heard a set of tunes. Jackie Daly playing accordion, or leading the way on the first of the four tunes, Duras Mill, and the other three all traditional: the Rolling Reel, the Ballygar Reel, and Dennis Murphy's Reel. That was Patrick Street, those two tracks. Patrick Street at the time were Kevin Burke playing fiddle, Andy Irvin harmonica, mandolin, bouzouki, and doing some singing as well. Jerry O'Byrne, we've already met, singing and playing guitar. James Kelly playing fiddle. Declan Masterson, Ellen Pipes, low whistle and keyboards. Jackie Daly on accordion. Artie McGlynn playing guitar and Bill Whelan playing keyboards. So they're not all there for every track, but a good album, that one. Irish Times, it's called. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, or you might be listening to the podcast. Who can tell? Podcasts of the programs, or most of them anyway, are available if you find 2MCE's website, or indeed if you go via the comeallye.com website. Two clicks and you're there. You'll find podcasts. Comeallye.com, you'll also find playlists for the program going back a long way, back to 1998. If that's your thing, if you want to find out what I played on the program on, you know, some program in August 2003, you can. It's all there. I might have played this one. This is Stan Rogers with Oh No, Not I.
A Newfoundland sailor went walking on the strand. He spied a pretty fair young maid and took her by the hand. Oh, will you go to Newfoundland along with me, he cried. But the answer that she gave to him was, oh, no, not I. If I were to marry you, on me 'twould be the blame. Your friends and relations would scorn me to shame. If you were born of noble blood and me of low degree, do you think that I could marry you? It's all, no, not me. Six months being over and seven coming nigh, this pretty fair young maiden, she began to look so shy. Her corsets would not meet and her apron would not tie. Made her think on all the times when she said, oh no, not I. 8 months being over and nine coming on, this pretty fair young maiden, she brought forth a son. She wrote a letter to her love to come most speedily. My pretty fair maid, the best thing you can do is take your child upon your back and the begging you may go. And it's when that you get tired, you can sit you down to cry and think on all the times when you said, oh no, not I.
Really not a very positive story, is it? Oh no, not I, from Stan Rogers, an album called Turnaround. He learned that from the singing of Ian Robb, an English, Canadian resident singer. He recorded it a long time ago on the Barley Grain for Me. Nice album. Stan Rogers thinks their version, or the version that he presented, was more like punk folk. Maybe. Stan Rogers, of course, died in the mid-80s. That album came out in 1978, I believe. And it's interesting to note the timeline for these things. So it probably started life as a record. I mean, my original copy is an LP. Then in 1990, it was remastered for release as a CD. And then once again, 20 years later, it was remastered for this release that I've just shared with you, 2010. All Stan Rogers recordings are now available on CD, as far as I'm aware. Probably also available digitally in this modern age. They're all good. They're all fascinating. Change of pace from "Oh No, Not I." Another question. How long? This is Uncle Earl, and I think we'll let them continue because they're very nice too. Uncle Earl, who are they, I hear you ask? They're Kristen Andreasen, Raina Gellert, Casey Groves, and Abigail Washburn.
Thank you.
Kristin Andreasen earning her money on that one with her feet. That was Uncle Earl, and that tune's Old Bunch of Keys, and it's a ripper. Uncle Earl played old-timey music, not bluegrass, folks. It's not really bluegrass at all. It's old-timey. Before that, How Long, from their album called She Waits for Night. Yes. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we'll today be taking, in most cases, not exclusively, but in most cases, we're taking two tracks from one album at a time. Well, no, not at a time. Just over the course of the program, you'll hear mostly repeated albums, not repeated tracks, or even repeated artists. For instance, we've already heard Wonga Willy with Around the Boree Log from the same album. We'll hear Ted Egan. This is the Maree Line.
From the very first day that they both started school, you could tell they were meant to be one. In the small dusty township they laughed and they played, always together, and life was such fun. Meet Angus McPherson, son of a cattleman, lives on the station west of Maree. Flaming red hair, a charmer so rare, a lovable fellow is he. Meet Miriam Mohammed, her father's a camel man, lives in old Afghan town east of Maree. Dark flashing eyes, an Islamic prize, a beautiful creature is she. Their parents had known one another for years, got on very well, so it seems. Hamish McPherson had a big cattle station, B.J. Mohammed, he ran camel teams. But when the children grew up and professed their great love, the parents were shocked to the core. Miriam and Angus were both reprimanded, strictly forbidden to meet anymore. For the railway line runs through Maree, and star-crossed lovers are doomed to be forever denied their true destiny by parents who know what is best. B.J. Mohammed, illustrious camel man, born in Baluchistan, sounding serene, said, "I must forbid you from seeing that boy. Let me explain what I mean. Mother and I will choose wisely for you. It's the role that good parents must play. He's an infidel, put him right out of your mind, and Allah will show us the way." Hamish McPherson, eminent cattleman, strict Presbyterian, made quite a scene. "I must forbid you from seeing that girl, and I'll tell you just what I mean. It's not that we're richer or better or worse, but the heathens, and that's all I'll say. There are things in life that we must not traverse, and our God will show us the way. For the railway line runs through Maree, and star-crossed lovers are doomed to be denied their true destiny by parents who know what is best." So Angus McPherson did what they said was right, married a cityite, big social whirl. Now he sits home at night, looks in the firelight, bottle of scotch, and thinks of his girl. Miriam Mohammed, married a businessman, brought out from Pakistan, attitude grim. She runs the local store now and forevermore, counting the money, but thinking
the railway line runs through Marie, and star-crossed lovers are doomed to be forever denied their true destiny by parents who are certain they know what is best.
Ted Egan with one of his powerful songs of Australian inland history, the Marie Line, from some years ago now. Ted Egan, for a while, was the administrator of the Northern Territory, a fairly elevated position, the equivalent of governor in the states of New South Wales. And his claim to fame as a musician was playing the Fosterphone, which is a cardboard box that contained two dozen, or used to contain two dozen, cans of beer. Get rid of the beer and play the box. Talented man, great songwriter, and quite the character. Here's Kilbeg, The Deal's a War with the Excise Man, Robert Burns composition.
The deal come fiddling through the tomb, dance the war with the excise man, and ilka wife cried on my hoon, I wish you luck, oh you prize man. The deal's a war, the deal's a war, deal's a war with the excise man. He's danced the war, danced the war, danced the war with the excise man. We'll brew a mort and we'll drink our ale, we'll laugh, sing and rejoice, man. And gie a toast to the muckle black deal, dance the war with the excise man. The deal's a war, the deal's a war, the deal's a war with the excise man. He's danced the war, danced the war, danced the war with the excise man. There's three some reels, four some reels, hornpipes and Strathspeys, man. But the apest dancer come to our land was the deal's a war with the excise man. The deal's a war, the deal's a war, deal's a war with the excise man. He's danced the war, danced the war, danced the war with the excise man. The war with the excise man, ilka wife cried on the hoon, I wish you luck, oh your prize man. The deal's a war, the deal's a war with the excise man. He's danced the war, danced the war with the excise man. The deal's a war,
the they couldn't resist it. They had to speed it up a bit at the end there. The devil is away with the tax man. The deal's a war with the excise man. Robert Burns poem, put to music, and we heard Kilbeg present it there with a very rolling tune called The Seagull, written by Donald McLeod. Lovely tune. Works well, doesn't it, together? Not the Bunny Hop is the name of the album. And it was released in 1990. Very old one from them. Kel Beg. Next on Come All Ye, on Double Play Day, where we're hearing two tracks from most of the albums we'll hear today. This is the second one we'll hear from the Carolina Chocolate Drops. This is Sourwood Mountain. Sourwood Mountain from Carolina Chocolate Drops. And we'll stay with a North American medley now, or North American theme, but not the North American continent per se. This is from the Bahamas. The musician who's playing it comes from New York City, but the music comes from Joseph Spence from the Bahamas. This is from Bruce Molsky's album, If It Ain't Here When I Get Back, and it's Bimini Gal. I'll read the sleeve notes. Living around Ithaca, New York in the 1970s, I fell in with the Correct Tone string band. One of those fellas, either Danny Kornblum or John Specker, had a copy of an album called The Real Bahamas, a classic LP recorded by Jody Stecker and Pete Siegel. It featured Joseph Spence, his wife Edith Pinder, and family and others singing and playing the most otherworldly, beautiful, heartfelt and joyful music I've ever heard. Spencer's guitar playing got right under my skin, and I've been a fan ever since. And Molsky, of course, is a multi-instrumentalist and a great thinker about music. And I'll let him continue with another track called New Cut Road. He writes, in the 1980s, I worked as an engineer in Smyrna, Georgia, right up the road from the home place of fiddler Earl Johnson in Gwinnett County. Johnson headed up the Dixie Entertainers and the Clodhoppers, who recorded some steppy, crazy music in 1927 for OK Records. I asked around when I got there, but never found anyone who remembered hearing of Johnson. Born in 1886, he learned to fiddle from his father, had a short encounter with classical music, but decided to return to country fiddling after all. So, two tracks from Bruce Molsky's album, If It Ain't Here When I Get Back.
I'm gonna buy me a great big gun, loaded with a new ground packet. I shoot the man that flirts works with Miguel, scared to death with the racket. She went down the New Cut Road, I went all around her. She sat down to button her shoes, right there's where I found her.
Bruce Mulski, fabulous banjo player, fabulous fiddle player, and very, very fine guitarist. We don't often hear solo guitar these days played like that, but that previous track, Bimini Gal, was truly inspiring from an album called If It Ain't Here When I Get Back, Bruce Mulski. I visited to Australia a number of times. And very nice chap. Still in North America now, we're off to Quebec. This is the group Genticorum. We've heard them many times on the program over the years. Two tracks from an album called La Bibou Noise. This is Pinson et Sandrui and Le Pommeau. So first one's a song, second one, set of tunes.
Qui voulait s'y marier.
C'était Pinson et Sandrouille qui voulait s'y marier.
Qui voulait s'y marier, mais n'avait pas de quoi manger. Ok, l'on a tiré la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Et l'on a tiré la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Et ma fille en a fond bien, mais du pain n'en a fond point.
Et ma fille en a fond bien, mais du pain n'en avons point.
Alors pose un blanc pigeon dans son bec, c'est un pain long. Ok, l'on a tiré la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Ok, l'on a tiré la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Du pain nous en avons bien, mais la viande n'en avons point.
Du pain nous en avons bien, mais la viande n'en avons point.
Alors pose un noir corbeau dans ses ailes, c'est un gigot. Ok, l'on a tiré la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Et l'on a tiré la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
La viande nous en avons bien, mais du pain n'en avons point.
La viande nous en avons bien, mais du pain n'en avons point.
Alors pose une souris sur son dos, porte un mari. Ok, l'on a tiré la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Et l'on a tiré la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Du pain nous en avons bien, la musique n'en avons point.
Du pain nous en avons bien, la musique n'en avons point.
Alors ça mène un gros rose, c'est musique autour du bras. Ok, l'on a tiré la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura. en aura.
Et l'on note, tire la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Entrez donc, beau musicien, notre chat est chez le voisin.
Entrez donc, beau musicien, notre chat est chez le voisin.
Le chat qui était au grenier a troublé la société. Ok, l'on note, tire la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Et l'on note, tire la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Il
saute sur le musicien, ensuite sur le marchand de vin.
Pour lui sauter sur le pigeon, qui s'enfuit sur un pignon. Ok, l'on note, tire la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Ok, l'on note, tire la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Pour lui sauter sur le corbeau, qui s'envole bien plus haut.
Pour lui sauter sur le corbeau, qui s'envole bien plus haut.
C'est sans bruit d'un coup de trille qui lui cause la cheville. Tire la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Et l'on note, tire la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Et l'on note, tire la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Et l'on note, tire la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
I will play the second track I had lined up, or have lined up, but I should have given you a bit of a heads up about that song. Pascal Gem is one of the members of this group, Janticorum. His grandfather used to sing a version of the song, which is also known as The Bird's Wedding. Pascal kept the chorus from that version and cherry-picked verses from others to create this original take on the story of two lovebirds who wish to marry but who don't have the means to hold a proper wedding. The animal kingdom comes to the rescue with birds, mice and rats all bringing food, wine and music for the festivities. Things come to a head when the young couple's cat gets wind of their unexpected guests and decides to break up the party. So there. Obviously a true story, obviously a true story. So the next track from Janticorum, as an instrumental, a set of reels composed in the shower in between gusts of cold Montreal air and bursts of massaging water. Music to clean the soul and warm the heart.
Thank you.
Le Pommeau, set of reels, composed in the shower, and he obviously couldn't have a pen and paper in the shower with him, so he didn't write down the names of those reels. Just collectively called Le Pommeau. And before that, Pinson et Saint-Rouy, both from Jean Ticorum's La Bibonoise album. Staying in Canada for the moment, this is the second offering from Stan Rogers in our double play program. One of his better known songs, I guess, The Genie C, once again from the album Turnaround.
Come on, you lads, draw near to me, that I be not forsaken. This day was lost, the genie see, and my living has been taken. I'll go to sea no more. We set out this day in the bright sunrise, the same as any other. My son and I, and old John Price, in the boat named for my mother. I'll go to sea no more. Now it's well you know what the fishing has been. It's been scarce and hard and cruel. But this day, by God, we sure caught cod. And we sang and we laughed like fools. I'll go to sea no more. I'll never know what it was we struck, but strike we did like thunder. John Price gave a cry and pitched overside. Now it's forever he's gone under. I'll go to sea no more. Now a leak we've sprung, let there be no delay. If the genie sea were saving, John Price is drowned and slipped away. So I'll patch the hole while you're bailing. I'll go to sea no more. But no leak I found from bow to hole. No rock it was that got her, but what I found made me heart stop cold. For every seam poured water, I'll go to sea. My God, I cried as she went down. That boat was like no other. My father built her when I was 9 and named her for my mother. I'll go to sea no more. And sure, I could have another mate in the boat shop down in Dover, but I would not love the keel they laid like the one the waves roll over. I'll go to sea no more. So come on, you lads, draw near to me, that I be not forsaken. This day was lost, the genie sealed, and my whole life has been taken. I'll go to sea no more.
Stan Rogers and the Genie Sea. He wrote a lot of songs about seafaring and that kind of stuff. And he was a sad loss, died much too young, in I think 1985. In a plane accident. The plane was actually on the tarmac, but it caught fire. It was a really tragic story. Go and look it up. Stan Rogers. Two tracks now, lightening the load a little bit. Two tracks from At the Racket. At the Racket was put together, I'd say, largely by the fiddle and banjo player Johnny Carty. It's on his Racket Records label, and with him, Brian McGrath, banjo, piano and keyboards, Seamus O'Donnell, flute and saxophone and singing, Gary O'Brien, guitar, mandocello and piano, and on some tracks, Bride Dooley, singing. As I said, two tracks. First set of tunes, Ballina Fad Polka, Turkey in the Straw. Ah, yes, folks, why not? It gets into Scottish tradition. They learned it from Frankie Gavin from Dandenong many years ago. So Ballina Fad Polka, Turkey in the Straw, and The Tinker's Stick. And then a song called Little Bridget Flynn. It's going to be sung by Seamus O'Donnell. This is At the Racket from an album called Mirth Making Heroes. Thank you.
I've a nice little house and a cow or two on grass. I've a planted garden run beneath me door. I've a shelter for me hens and a stable for me ass. I'm sure what does a man want more? I don't know, maybe so. Sure, a bachelor is easy as he's free. And I've lots to look after and I'm living all alone. And there's no one looking after me. I don't know, maybe so. Sure, a bachelor is easy as he's free. And I've lots to look after and I'm living all alone. And there's no one looking after me. Well, me father said one day I should have a try for to get a girl who owns a bit of land. And I knew the way he said it, sure he had someone in his eye. And me mother has the whole thing planned. I don't know, maybe so, but you're mollified and greatly to agree. And it's little Bridget Flynn, and it's her I want to win, and she's not thrown a night to me. I don't know, maybe so, but you're mollified and greatly to agree. And it's little Bridget Flynn, and it's her I want to win, and she's not thrown a night to me. I don't know, maybe so, but you're mollified and greatly to agree. And it's little Bridget Flynn, and it's her I want to win, and she's not thrown a night to me. There's a girl that I know, and she's worth her weight in gold. Sure, that's a decent dowry, don't you see? And I mean to go and ask her now as soon as I grow old if she couldn't have a knife on me. I don't know, will she go? But I like to have her sitting on me knee. And I think like a thrush on a hawthorn bush if she couldn't have a knife to me. I don't know, will she go? But I'd like to have her sitting on me knee. And I think like a thrush on a hawthorn bush if she couldn't have a knife for me.
Oh, what a nice little song. Originally recorded by the Flanagan Brothers in the 30s. They sang a lot of that sort of stuff. Made really quite a success of it in New York, America generally, in the 30s, I suppose. Little Bridget Flynn. And before that, the medley Ballina Fad Polka, Turkey in the Straw, and Tinker's Stick from At the Racket. Good band. Here's a jolly little number about syphilis, the white pills of mercury. This is the second offering from Old Blind Dogs. Maybe that's how they became blind.
As I was a-walking by the banks of the Yugi, come my dear friends in the starry out light. I spied a dear comrade all dressed in white flannel, dressed in white flannel, and cruel was his fate. Oh, the mercury was beating, the limestone was reeking, his tongue all in flames hung over his chin. But the hole in his bosom, his teeth were a-closing. Bad luck to the girl if I keep him the glam.
And had she but told me, oh, when she dishonored me, had she but told me of it in time, I might have been cured by those pills of white mercury. Now I am a young man cut down in my prime.
My parents, they warned me, and oft times they chided, with those young flesh girls do not sport and play. I never listened, no, I never heeded. I just carried on in my own wicked way.
And had she but told me, oh, when she dishonored me, had she but told me of it in time, I might have been cured by those pills of white mercury. Now I am
a young man cut down in my prime. It's down on the corner, two flash girls were talking. One to the other did whisper and say, there goes that young man who once was so jolly. Now for his sins his poor body must pay.
And had she but told me, oh, when she dishonored me, had she but told me of it in time, I might have been cured by those pills of white mercury. Now I am a young man cut down in my prime.
Dear doctor, before your departure, take all these bottles of mercury away. Send for the minister to say a prayer over me, so they can lay my poor body in the clay.
And had she but told me, oh, when she dishonored me, had she but told me of it in time, I might have been cured by those pills of white mercury. Now I am a young man cut down in my prime.
Six fellows to carry my coffin, six pretty fair mates to bear up my pall. Give each of them their a bunch of red roses. When they pass by me, they'll not know the smell.
And had she but told me, oh, when she dishonored me, had she but told me of it in time, I might have been cured by those pills of white mercury. Now I am a young man cut down in my prime.
Fairly grim tale, the melody offering more than a nod to the streets of Laredo. But there we heard The Pills of White Mercury, sung by Ian Benge, or Ian Benzi, from Old Blind Dogs. You're listening to Come All You. We're getting towards the end, folks, getting towards the end. If you want to hear the program again, you can listen to the podcast. It'll be available, I suspect, before too long. And if you're listening to the podcast, well, you can listen to it again if you really feel the need, or you can listen to another one. I don't mind. Go to comeallye.com and you'll find it. Come All Ye, one word. Next, two tracks from a group called the Three City Four, who were reasonably successful on the folk scene a long, long time ago, back in the 1960s. In England, started out as Martin Carthy, Marion McKenzie, Leon Rosselson and Ralph Trainer. For a second recording, Roy Bailey replaced Martin Carthy, because I think Martin Carthy by that time had joined the Watersons or was doing other stuff with Dave Swarbrick. Long time ago, anyway. The songs we'll hear, first one was written by Stan Kelly. It's called Liverpool Lullaby, rather a sad tale. And then The Travelling People, which Ewan McColl wrote many moons ago.
Oh, you're a mucky kid, dirty eyes, a dustbin lid. When he hears the things you did, you'll get a belt from your dad. Oh, you have your father's nose, so crimson in the dark it glows. And if you're not asleep when the boozers close, you'll get a belt from your dad. You look so scruffy lying there, strawberry jam tarts in your hair. Though in the world you haven't a care, and I have got so many, it's quite a struggle every day, living off your father's pay. The bugger drinks it all away and leaves me without honey. Although we have no silver spoon, better days are coming soon. Now Nellie's working at the loon, and she gets paid on Friday. Perhaps one day we'll make a splash, when little would supply the cash. We'll get a house in Naughty Ash, and buy your dad a brewery. Oh, you're a mucky kid, dirty as a dustbin lid. When he hears the things you did, you'll get a belt from your dad. Oh, you have your father's face. You're growing up a real hard case. But there's no one can take your place. Go fast asleep for mummy.
I'm a freeborn man of the travelling people. Got no fixed abode, with nomads I am numbered. Country lanes and byways were always my ways. I've never fancied being lumbered. Oh, we knew the woods or the resting places, and the small birds sang when winter time was over.
Time was not your master. Then away you'd jog with your horse and dog, nice and easy, no need to go faster.
Now and then you'd meet up with other travellers, hear the news or else swap family information. People of the travelling nation.
Oh, I've kent life hard and I've kent it easy, and I've cursed a day when winter skies were dawning. Oh, I've loved and sung through the whole night long, seen the summer sun rising.
Born men of the travelling people, every tinker, all in stone and gypsy rover, winds of change are blowing, old ways are going, your travelling days will soon be over.
A song written by Ewan McColl for a ballad, no, what do you call it? Radio ballad series, The Travelling People. I guess the title track from that series. Sung there by the late Roy Bailey from The Three City Four, recorded back in the 1960s. Two tracks now from Marley's Ghost, one of my favourite bands. This is Sail Away Ladies, and we'll follow that with an instrumental. I don't play a lot of their instrumentals, but they're quite solid, and you'll get the idea of why they play instruments, because they're good. I'll take the opportunity to thank you and get out of your hair now. The next track is the instrumental, I promised, from the wonderful Marley's Ghost. And then we'll go out with a bit of a track from Kel Begg, Not the Bunny Hop. Don't know whether we'll have time for the whole track, but we'll see how we're travelling. See you later.
Thank you.